Okay, Daf Mem Vav, this is Sunday's Daf. We're picking it up 5 lines from the bottom of Mem Hey Amud Beis, discussing whether or not you can use a matbea for chalipin. And now Rav Papa says, Omer Rav Papa, filu lamandam rein matbea nase chalipin. Even if you can't use a coin as the tool for the chalipin, but still, me'avid hu delay ovid chalipin, it's only that it can't make and affect the chalipin. But aknuya miknu bechalipin. But still, those coins could be acquired al yedei chalipin. How do I know that? Midi dehavi, parallel of Nachman, just like Paris by Rav Nachman. Who's Rav Nachman? As we're going to see later in today's daf, Rav Nachman, Rav Sheshes have a machlekes whether or not can you use Paris for chalipin, or does it have to be a keli, doima to the shoe by the shalafish nale? So Paris to Rav Nachman, because by parallel of Nachman, lava falgav de inu loyavdi chalipin, even though you can't use Paris according to Rav Nachman to make a chalipin, but aknuyi miknu b'chalipin, you could still acquire the Paris al yedei chalipin. So tivanami loishna, coins would be no different, so that even though according to this sheet of Rav Nachman, you can't use it to make chalipin, you could still use it to be kaina chalipin. Meisvei, akashan Rav Papa from the Mishnah, also in Meisr Sheni, we're doing these different Mishnahs in Meisr Sheni. Haya aymed b'gairin, the guy is still standing in the gairin, but he wants to be mechal his Paris of Meisr Sheni v'ein b'yadai mais, but he has no cash, because the right way to do this is to be mechal this onto your money. Now, when you're mechal your own Paris on money in general, you have to add the chaimish. But if you do it on your friend's Paris, then you don't have to add the chaimish. So the guy wants to do a harama. He wants to be able to do this as his friend's Paris, not his own Paris, to save himself that chaimish. So, Aimer lechavero, hare Paris halol nesunim lechav matana. All right, these Paris over here in the Gairin, wink, wink, they're going to be yours. Moving over to Amid Aleph. The chayzer v'aimer, and then this guy, the original owner, will say, hare hain mechulin al mais shiyeshli bebat. Your, quote-unquote, your Paris, because I just gave them to you, are now going to have the Kedusha go off of those Paris and go onto the money that's in my house. So now, what's the point of this? Well, now the guy saved himself a chaimish because he's being mechalad on somebody else's Paris. And the understanding is, as Rashi says, this is his ayahavaya, a guy who's in cahoots with him, he'll give him back the Paris after he does this mice. He'll just give him back to Matana. But meanwhile, now the Paris have now been neschalel onto the money that's in his house. Okay, so that's just the Mishnah in Meisr Sheni. So what's the Kasha on Rav Papa who says that you can use Paris as a dover that can be nicknamed b'chalipin? Because time to ain't b'yadei ma'is. The only reason why the Mishnah is saying that the guy should give the Meisr Sheni as a matana to his friend because he has no money handy. He doesn't have the money right there. Ha'im yesh b'yadei ma'is. But if he has the money right there, likni lhu le'idach b'mashicha. So what he should be doing is he should be giving these dollars, this money, to his buddy with alidei mashicha. Uparak and len let his chaver be mechal the Meisr Sheni to hachi odaf, because it is less of a harama to do it this way. To have a nachri, because therefore the guy who's actually doing the chil is the nachri, meaning he's an outsider, he's outside of the actual thing. It's less sketchy, the fact that his friend is doing it, than he himself is doing it. If he's doing it himself, the haram is worse. Now, frek the gemara, v'yamrit matbea nikne b'chalipin, if you're telling me, Rav Papa, that you can actually get the coins al yedei chalipin, so nikni le mois l'ha'ich agav sudr, let the guy who has no money handy, let those coins that are in his house, that he doesn't have the access to, go al yedei chalipin to his friend al yedei kinyan sudra v'lifrek, and then his friend can now be mechal the Paris of the Meisr Sheni. That would be the most lechatchila way to do it, but since the Mishnah doesn't say to do that, it sounds not like Rav Papa that you can't actually transfer the money through a chalipin process. You always have a sudra handy, but the Gemara says, no, you don't always have a sudra handy. The less lay sudra, the Mishnah is talking about where the guy has no sudra, which is another way of saying he has no clothing. Now, the Rabbeinu Peretz says, guy has no clothing. So the way the Rabbeinu Peretz understands it is, he has no clothing that he owns, but everything he's wearing is borrowed. And therefore, a halachic, important nafkamina comes out that since it's borrowed clothing, that's what the Gemara means, that he has no sudr, because he has no sudr that he owns. You have to own the sudr that you're making chalipin with. You can't use a borrowed sudr. That's an important halachic diak that the Taisa Rabbeinu Peretz makes. However, the Ritva has a fakertik diak. The Ritva learns, the less lay sudr, this guy has nothing. He's taka naked. But avada, if he had something that would be borrowed, avada, that would work. And you can use a borrowed item for chalipin. If you're making a chasana and you have to make a kinyan sudr for the guy who's doing the tanoim, and you're picking up the Masadar Kedushin's pen, l'chayri, you're lending it to him. That's what I think. So it seems like we hold like this ritva that you can borrow the sudr that's used for a kinyan chalipin. So that's an interesting machlekes rishonim that comes out of the diagram from here. Now, frek the gemara v'nik ninhu, Nihalayag of Karka. Why are we saying that the only option here is a Kinyan Chalipin? You have other kinds of Kinyanim. Let the guy take the money al yedei Kinyan Agav. It's interesting because Kinyan Agav might only be a Kinyan Mirabanan. So this might get us into the whole issue of whether or not Kinyanai Durabanan can affect a Din Dairaisa here of Chilul. And Taisus talks about Situmta. There's other kinds of Kinyanai Durabanan. So this is definitely a place where you can talk the svaras about whether Durabonim deKinyanim can make chaloisim midayraisa. But anyway, Al Kalpanim, the Gemara asks, why doesn't he kain al yidei the karka? And for the Gemara, the less lay karka. The guy doesn't have any karka. What do you mean he has no karka? For the Gemara, v'ho eimid b'gairin katan, he's standing on his gairin floor, the threshing floor l'chair is his. Gemara says, no, who says it's his? B'gairin she'en shaloi. It's not his floor. The Taisus HaRosh wants to know, why are we only talking about the chalipin of the actual mois? Why don't we talk about chalipin using the pears themselves? The pears themselves are his. So the Taisus HaRosh, no, it's not so poshut, because mois or sheni might be mamon gavaya, right, it's machlekes tanaim, but if you hold it's mamon gavaya, then it's not yours to go ahead and do the chalipin with it. That's what the Taisus HaRosh says. To which Rabbi Yashiv says, how can that be? We're talking about a story where this guy is giving this stuff to b'matana to his friend. If he's giving it b'matana to his friend, then how can you talk to me about mamon gavaya? There's a matana happening within the story itself. And Rabbi Yashiv wants to say, maybe we're not actually giving it when we say we're giving matana, maybe it's talking about some sort of schus achila, or he's being masalik himself. There's a lumdisha kind of spalt that's happening in what the matana is, because if it really is mamon gavaya, then how are you giving it to your friend in the first place? The last point I would make over here before we pick up the Gemara again is, there are some Rishonim that bring a raya from this Gemara that you don't need to have Edim for Kinyan Chalipin. Because why doesn't the Gemara just simply say a simple teretz? The reason why the guy couldn't do the Kinyan Chalipin is because there was no Edim there. Now, Taisus in Sanhedrin and Davav says that a Gairin is a public place. There would be people there. There always will be Edim. But that might be a Dachuk. And Taisus in Kiddushin on Samachay certainly doesn't like that and brings the raya from here that you don't need to have any kind of Edus for a Kinyan Chalipin. The question is why you even would have a Havamina. We don't find by other Kinyanim you need to have Edim. Why would you need by Kinyan Chalipin Edim? Rabbi Sir Zalman talks about because you might need Edus on the Gemira's Das of the Kinyan. Because that's really what Kinyan Chalipin is. It's an expression of Das. So since it's not so clear what he's doing, you have to have Edus just to really prove that that's what's going on here. It's not like an Edus Likiyumi that it wouldn't work without Edim, but you need Edim just to know for a fact that that is the Gemira's Das. Okay, but getting back to our Gemara. The Gemara's asking, think about the case here. We're talking about a guy who has no suder, which the Ritva learns Kipshute, he's taka naked. He doesn't have any karka. He's in somebody else's threshing floor. So what kind of crazy case are we talking about here? This is the guy who wants to be Michal of the Paris? So Elalav Shmamino, we gotta learn from this Mishnah that ain't my band that's a chalip, and that's the much more simple way to learn this Mishnah. So Shmamino, and if I thought a guy could do a Kinyan Sudr, because he has clothing, but we're not gonna go like Rav Papa, and we're gonna say that you can't even transfer the coinage al yedei a Kinyan Chalipin. And the truth is, V'yaf Rav Papa Hadarbay, even Rav Papa who had made this member lechatchila, he also was chayzer. Ki Hadar Rav Papa havel hu tracer alfi dinri bechuzoi. There was a story that Rav Papa himself had 12,000 dinarim in bechuzoi. Akdinu l'Rav Shmuel bar Acha agav asefa de besa. And he wanted to get the money back, so Rav Papa was makne to Rav Shmuel bar Acha with a kinyan agav. So this way, he should have the coinage, and therefore he should be achray for it. Ki also, when Rav Shmuel came back with the money, nafak lape ad tavach, Rav Papa was so happy he went out all that way to go see him. But you see that he wasn't willing to use Kinyan Chalipin to make the Kinyan. He used Kinyan Agav. Okay, but getting back to the beginning of the Sugya, there was Machlekes Rav and Levi whether or not you can use Matbea for Chalipin at all. V'chein Omer Ula. Ula also said, Ein Matbea Nasa Chalipin. V'chein Omer Rav Ashi also, Ein Matbea Nasa Chalipin. V'chein Omer Rabba Bar Bachan Omer Rav Yechanan, that also, Ein Matbea Nasa Chalipin. Eisvei Rebbe Abba Ula, who holds that you can't make a Chalipin with money. Hareshayu Chamorav Upoilev Toivin Oise B'shuk. Let's say you got these people who are munning the employer for their payment in the marketplace, in a public place where he doesn't have access to the funds. So he tells the money changer in the marketplace, give me a dinar's worth of all these coins so I can give these employees what they need. I'll give you a good healthy dinner coin and these traces, which is a smaller coin, from the coins that I have at home. In other words, I'll take care of you afterwards. So im yeshle mois mutter. If he already has those coins that he's promising, it's mutter to do that. He can make this kind of a deal with the money changer, the imlav usser. But if he doesn't have those coins at home, it's going to be usser. Why would it be usser? Because now there's a problem of ribbis, because if he doesn't have these monies at home, he's going to be borrowing money from the money changer and then then paying back more than what he's borrowing, which is definitely a ribbis issue. But that's only if it's considered a halva. If it's an immediate exchange, meaning like a chalipin, you can always make a trade even if one thing is more valuable than the other. That wouldn't be a ribbis issue. Now, v'isal katetach in matpeh nas a chalipin, havele halva v'oser. So what's the heter to do this with the chenvani? L'chayra, the only reason why it would be mutter is because it can be done with chalipin. And like we just explained, chalipin is not going to be a problem of ribbis. So l'chayra why you can do it with chalipin. So Ishtik Ula was quiet. He couldn't answer this kasha from Rav Abba. But Rav Abba himself said, Amar Leah, Rav Abba said back to Ula, Dilma Idiv Idi, Beproitetais Shanu, Deleka Alayo Tiva. You know what the kind of coins we're talking about that the money changer and this balabas are talking about? They're the Proitetais. Those are unfinished coins. It's like the Asimones that we were talking about, that they don't have a Tiva, they don't have a stamp of a Tzura on those coins. The Idiv Idi Pei Rav, and therefore they're all considered like the actual commodity, the merchandise, not the actual coins. And therefore it's considered Peira, and you can make Chalipin with that. Amar Leah in, Ula said, yeah, Taka, good answer. Dekanami. It even makes sense in the way the Bryce is written, Diktani Yafa Diner Utrasis. The Mishnah says Yafa Diner. Volei Ketani Diner Yafa Utrasis. So the fact that you say Yafa Diner, not Diner Yafa, Shma Mina, sounds like we're talking about Diner that's worth this amount, but rather not an actual Diner because it was unminted. Amar Vashi Amar Leah Oilam Bedamin, we're talking about actual money. Uvi Praititais. He might have had both of these things. Kivan to Islay, since Lamaisa, the Baal HaBas had the stuff in his house. So Nasa Kaimer, Halveni Yachi Yavu B'ni, Oyachi Emtze Mafteach. As we had this already earlier, where the whole problem of the sub is this dinder abonin, because you don't have it now and price might go up. But if you actually have it in the house and all you're doing is delaying until my son comes home or until I find the mafteach, so then you're not going to have this iser derabonin of ribis. Toshma, let's bring a raya from the Mishnah in Kiddushin that you can't use a matbea for chalipin, because kol hanasa damin ba'achar, anything that is used for payment for something else, which sounds like anything that you use as payment money. So kivin shezocha zeh, once the seller has already taken it, neschayev zeh b'chalipin. The other one, the buyer, now owns it in exchange for those coins because the mekach is chal. Now, kol hanasim damin ba'acher, my new. What are we talking about that something is used for payment for something else? L'chair, this is matbea. Ushma mina matbea nasa chalipin. L'chair, this is an often araya from a Mishnah and Kiddushin that you can use an actual matbea for chalipin. Amar Rav Yehuda, no, you're not reading the Mishnah right. Hachikamer. This is what the Mishnah means, turning over to Amud Beis. Kol hanishim damin ba'acher. Anything that's usually assessed for payment, meaning metaltalin, but dafka not money. Like metaltalin that have an assessed value that you would attribute a value to, kivin shezocha zeh. Once somebody takes those metaltalin, it's chayev zeh b'chalipin, as we already know. And hachinami mistaber, because in Diktani Sefer Ketzad, the whole Mishnah says over there, Ketzad, what's a way that we're going to illustrate this idea? And the illustration is hichlif shar bepara oy chamor b'shar. This is talking about a classic chalipin situation. Shema mina, we're talking about chalipin about metaltalin, like those animals, and certainly not coins. But the Havamina, when we first read that Mishnah, we had a kasha that, oh, the Mishnah Kiddushin is talking about coins. My Ketzad, then what did we think the words my Ketzad was? Because the Ketzad's clearly talking about metaltlin. So Hachikamer, you have to actually stick a line in. Uperinami avdi chalipin. That you can also use chalipin for payers, ketzad hichlof shar b'paro ev chamor b'shar. But in the first half, I mean, the initial line of the Mishnah is talking about money, and then also it'll be extended to payers, and then we give the example. I'll tell you, I'd have to read it. Okay, now we get back to what we alluded to in the beginning of today's daf, this machlegis Rav Sheshes and Rav Nachman. Hennichel Rav Sheshes tamri peri avdi chalipin. According to Rav Sheshes, you can use payers for chalipin, to make chalipin, to affect the chalipin. El Rav Nachman to omer kli in, only dafka a real kli, something that's diamond to a shoe, aval peri le avdi chalipin, but a bag of apples ain't gonna work for chalipin, my ketzad. What does the Mishnah mean of the ketzad? Because this example, the Mishnah is clearly saying you don't have to use a keli, it's using the actual animals. Okay, this is how you have to read the Mishnah according to this shita from Rav Nachman. Yesh domim shehein kechalipin. There are certain kinds of times where you pay money where it's going to work like chalipin. Now that's a very unique kind of case. How can the money work to affect like a chalipin? Kate said, hichlev demei shar bepara oy demei chamar beshar. This is a very unique case. This is where a guy sells an ox. Okay, so now the buyer was moshech the ox and now owes money. But rather than paying the money, what happened was the guy who owes the money has a cow that's also worth the same amount. So he goes back to the one who sold him the ox and says, listen, I'll give you this cow now in exchange for the money. So the one who sold the ox says, you know what? That's a good idea. You keep the money and now you'll give me the cow. So when he says you keep the money, that's going to be cash which is being used like chalipin. Now my time at Rav Nachman, what's the reason that this kind of payment, I'll give you the money, not like regular money, will actually work? Because according to Rabbi Yochanan, we're going to talk more about this tomorrow, where's the true locus classicus of the sugya of Ma'is Kainis. But Rabbi Yochanan Shita is a really minat Torah, Ma'is is Kainis. Why do we say that you need to still be meishechit because if you already took the money? Because it's possible that once the cash is paid and then a fire breaks out, it said, well, sorry, man, it's your wheat that was lost. So because of that, we want him to do a Mashiach. But Milsa Dishchicha goes Barabbanan, a normal kind of sale, that's when we'll have this Gzeira of Nisrfu Chitcha Ba'aliyah. But like Milsa Dishchicha, but the very unique case over here of like, you know, selling back the cow after buying the ox, that kind of thing, Loi goes Barabbanan, and therefore in a Hanami, the money itself will be a true Maisa Kinyan. Ula Reish Lakish, Amar Mashiach Mufureshes Min HaTorah. According to Reish Lakish, who holds, you actually have to be Maishech, and Ma'is is not going to be Kainim Min HaTorah. So how do you understand the Mishnah? So why is this money going to work to make the Kinyan? So Hanicha Yisavar LaKarev Sheshes, who holds that Paris is going to affect Chalipin properly. So Matarat LaKarev Sheshes, Reish Lakish can explain the Mishnah, like Rav Sheshes, that we're talking about Chalipin being done with the actual Paris. Eli Yisavar LaKarev Nachman, but if Reish Lakish holds LaKarev Nachman, Damar Peri Loyavdi Chalipin, Umat Mea LeKani, and also we hold Ma'is is LeKainais, so the Hechim Matarat LaKarev, how can Reish Lakish understand the Mishnah? So Al Karchach Karev Sheshes Matarat LaKarev, you're going to have to say, is Mochrach, that Reish Lakish learns the Mishnah like Rav Sheshes, that we are talking about a case that Chalipin would work, and that you can use Paris as a proper means to affect Chalipin. And this will be a great place to stop and pick it up in Mirtzah Hashem tomorrow.